Partnering with God is man's greatest privilege, and it's not for the faint of heart. God's work is not insignificant stuff that we can take on as a hobby. It involves spiritual preparation, and it's not to be done alone. We need to know that others have our back. Esther knew that asking the king to repeal the edict to annihilate the Jews might result in her death. And that day, you didn't go before the king without having a special invitation. But here's what she did. Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. "So gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. And when this is done, we'll go before the king, even though it's against the law. And if I perish, I perish." Esther 4, verses 15 and 16. Now notice what Esther did. She declared this 3-day fast for spiritual preparation and strength. She didn't declare the fast as a guarantee for her success. After the fast, she would go before the king, knowing that it could cause her death. She declared, "If I perish, I perish." Think of the courage it took to do that. Partnering with God is man's greatest privilege, but it is not for the faint of heart. We need strength, we need courage, and we need others to journey with us. Like Esther, we must commit ourselves to God's sovereign plan. Father, thank you for the privilege of partnering with you. Please give us the strength we need to do all you've called us to do. We leave the outcome to you. In Jesus' name, amen.